Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. President Donald Trump's administration on Tuesday laid off scores of Health and Human Services employees, including many who ran the Head Start Early Education Program. Preschool operators say they have received no communication from the Office of Head Start. They say they don't know who to turn to if they have questions about grants or need the office to sign off on equipment expenses. The problems for Head Start began days after Trump took office. A brief freeze on federal grants forced nearly two dozen Head Start centers to close temporarily. The preschool program has enjoyed bipartisan support for six decades, but some Republicans increasingly have emphasized its shortcomings. Attorney General Josh Call and 19 other attorneys general secured a preliminary injunction in Maryland et al. Versus USDA, a lawsuit filed in the United States District Court for Maryland, suing numerous federal agencies for the unlawful mass firing of federal probationary employees. The PI protects federal probationary employees who live or work in the plaintiff states and orders 20 federal agencies to reinstate unlawfully terminated probationary employees while the court case continues. The PI also requires those agencies to follow lawful procedures in conducting any future reductions in force. The PI extends the court's earlier order requiring the federal agencies to stop the unlawful mass firings and to give those employees their jobs back while the attorneys general litigate the case against the agencies. The Associated Press says it declared Dane County Judge Susan Crawford the winner of a pivotal seat on the Wisconsin Supreme Court based on the large lead she built in the state's population centers and Democratic strongholds that outweighed Waukesha County Judge Brad Schimmel's leads in more Republican areas across the state. The AP's analysis of the Tuesday race determined the remaining votes to be counted throughout the state, particularly in Milwaukee, greatly favored Crawford and closed off any path for Schimmel to take the lead. Three elections have provided plenty of warning signs to Republicans and President Donald Trump. The conservative Wisconsin judge, endorsed by Trump and backed by Elon Musk to the tune of $21 million, lost by a significant margin in a state Trump won in November. And while Florida Republicans held two of the most pro-Trump House districts in the country, both candidates significantly underperformed Trump's November margins. Tuesday's elections are seen as an early measure of voter sentiment as Trump works with unprecedented speed to dramatically upend the federal government, clashing with the courts as he tests the bounds of presidential power. City Utilities of Richland Center has earned the American Public Power Association's Safety Award of Excellence for Safe Operating Practices in 2024. The utility earned the Diamond Award in the category for utilities with 15,000 worker hours of annual worker exposure. More than 200 utilities entered the annual safety awards for 2024. The entrants are placed in accordance with their number of worker hours and ranked based on the most incident-free records and overall state of their safety programs and culture during 2024. The incidence rate is based on the number of work-related reportable injuries or illnesses, and the number of worker hours during 2024 is defined by the Occupational Safety and Health Administration. Utility Manager of City Utilities, Scott Gald, said, "This award is a testament to the safety culture we have built and the hard work that goes into ensuring that our team members have a safe work environment." John Beasley, chair of APPA's Safety Committee and vice president of Electric Cities of Georgia, said, "Harnessing electricity to keep our communities powered is vital work that can be dangerous, even deadly, if the proper attention isn't paid to tried and true safety practices. This award honors utilities that hold fast to these practices, and in doing so, put the safety of their personnel and their customers above all else." APPA has conducted the safety awards annually for more than 66 years. APPA is the voice of non-for-profit, community-owned utilities that power 2,000 towns and cities nationwide. The Partners of Reedsburg Area Medical Center has generously funded the purchase of the Lucas 3 V31 chest compression system for the emergency room at RAMC. This life-saving device will enhance the hospital's ability to provide consistent chest compressions to patients experiencing cardiac arrest. The Lucas 3 V31 system, developed by Stryker, is an advanced mechanical chest compression device designed to improve patient outcomes by delivering precise, uninterrupted CPR. This addition to RAMC's ER department ensures that staff can focus on other essential life-saving measures while the device provides consistent and effective compressions. Partners of RAMC remain committed to supporting its mission of providing exceptional health care to the community. Through the hard work and dedication of its volunteers, the organization continues to make a meaningful impact on patient care and hospital resources. For more information about partners of RAMC, visit ramchealth.com/partners of RAMC. Richland Center City Administrator Ashley Oliphant has announced that Alderperson Kevin Melby has resigned from the City Council. Melby had been representing District 3, Wards 7, 8, and 9. If you reside in that area and are interested in representing your district on the Richland Center City Council, simply submit a letter of interest. Letters can be submitted to the City Clerk's office. Those interested can also call Mayor Todd Coppernall at 608-604-5399. The deadline to submit your notice of interest is Monday, May 5th. You'll need a new license to fish in Wisconsin this season. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources reminds anglers that effective April 1st, all residents and non-residents over 16 must possess a valid 2025-26 general fishing license to fish in Wisconsin's inland waters. Along with the new licenses, the new fishing regulations are now available. Annual resident licenses cost $20 each, or purchase a spousal license for $31. All fishing licenses and stamps can be purchased online via Go Wild at a registered sales location or at DNR service centers. The Merrimack Ferry is once again open for business. The popular attraction will get you from one side of the Wisconsin River to the other, from Oki in Columbia County to Merrimack in Sauk County. It runs 24/7 and each trip takes about 7 minutes. Check 511wi.gov to check conditions and get timetables.